Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to catch up with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. So first thing I wanted to talk to you about today was it's now been a couple of weeks since Perry has implemented their new updated mask guidelines to making it a little bit more universal as far as mask wearing throughout the district. And the whole design of that is to keep kids out of quarantine and keep them in school. Can you kind of tell me how the last couple of weeks have gone and what the impact of that has been?
Yeah, the new mask policy has gone very well. I think students are respecting it, for the most part. And it has helped us to keep an additional 47 students that did not have to quarantine. We have had a number of different positive cases, not because of that, but some outside situations where either adults or kids have gone to group outings and somehow they've acquired a positive case. But with that being said, the mask practice has gone very well, and proud of how the students are doing, and again, saving a number of students that did not have to quarantine is huge.
And now another thing discussed by the school board Monday night was a resolution to start the planning process for what the spring semester is going to look like. So obviously, no major decisions tonight, just opening the door for those kind of conversations. Can you kind of educate me a little bit on what an ideal spring semester looks like to you and the board at this moment?
Yeah, we want to get things started with our second semester, what's going to happen. And going by the Department of Ed guidelines, we need to offer on-site for those people that have a medical exemption. That's the first thing. The second thing is all the other students need to come back to on-site is what we're looking at as we try to plan. So I want everybody to realize we're going to finish the first semester strong. If you're on or online or remote learning, continue to do the very best that you can. But we know the very best place that we can offer our services is going to be on-site here in the buildings. And we will be going through all the people need to notify the nurses or myself who has a medical exemption and who has a medical provider with that note that says that this person needs to be online.
And now, as we talk about COVID-19, it's so easy to kind of hone in on those numbers and to hone in on the numbers around us. But really, just to even get to this point in the school year is a huge accomplishment. So hats off to you and everyone involved in making this work. And I've had the privilege of talking with students on the homecoming courts and Perry Drama. And there's certainly a level of gratitude and appreciation for being back in school and back on site. So can you kind of just tell me the impact of having students on site at this point?
You know, when we first started August 19th, we were not sure how far we're going to get into the school year. At that point, we didn't know if COVID numbers were going to jump right away. We didn't know how safe it was going to be for sure. We thought it would be, but we were going to make the accommodations as needed. So here's what happened. What is this, November 9th? And we're still going to school. We're going to be going to school tomorrow. And that's what we want to try to have. And that's the whole idea of what public schools need to do, and that is continue to offer that kind of education. So I'm thrilled. And I'm thrilled that the kids and the staff, they want to be here. After they did all that online stuff last year, a lot of them are going, hey, we need to be back. We need to be active. We need to have discipline. We need to have all those kind of things. Even though school sometimes is difficult to grind on through, but that's part of life. So it's worked out very well. And we've had great success. Look at the elementary. We've only had two student cases. Middle schools had a few more, high schools had a few more, but maybe a total of 15, 16 cases since August 19th. Positive cases, that is. That's tremendous. And proud of our students, proud of the staff, everybody that's been able to accomplish that.
And now we can certainly talk about COVID until the cows come home. But another thing I wanted to kind of get out there is the board also approved the application process to apply for the Heart of Iowa Conference for All Activities. Can you kind of educate me on what that means and kind of what that process looks like? Obviously very early on, but what does that process look like?
Like you said, it is a process, and it can be a long process. So we got approval last month to start to investigate from the board. Now we're asking the board to approve the application process. So what that means is we will get that application to the Heart of Iowa Conference. They'll look at their constitution, and then on December 3rd, I think Mr. Marburger will be attending a principal's meeting and get an idea where we're at with all that. Once we get approved, if we get approved by the Heart of Iowa Conference, then we'll come back to the board for that final approval. And then all the work begins, if all that happens, because an immense amount of scheduling changes need to take place. So we may be looking at 2 years down the road, not for next year, but hopefully, you know, it would be in 2 years. The chances of it being next year are probably pretty slim, to be honest. Just because it takes so much for all of the activity directors to get all those schedules in line, get all the workers in line, get all the officials in line. It's a process.
And now another huge question mark coming into this year is what COVID was going to do to certified enrollment numbers. Can you educate me a little bit on where Perry is at this point?
Well, we're up about 11 students, and that's a real positive too, just the fact that we're up. And if you look at the number of schools just across the state that are down, there are a number, high number of schools that have a decrease of students. And I don't know if that's because they're just not doing the on-site or the online platforms, or what the deal is. But the state is concerned. I think there's a total of $25 million worth of students that are not attending that did the previous year. Here in Perry, we're up. So we're very fortunate with that.
Awesome. Well, that hit all of my points. Is there anything that I forgot or anything else you'd like to mention?
No. I think it was another good board meeting. A lot of good opening comments about the hard work that everybody's doing. And just a real positive atmosphere. And like always, thank you for listening and make it a great day.
And that was our conversation with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Talents County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.